Welcome to The Other Side. I am Jim Harreld, and so glad to be with you today. And I think we're going to have a unique program. Our guests are Tom and Sue Massari. And the book that we're going to be talking about is called The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power. But the key thing here is it's not necessarily the writings directly of Tom and Sue, but it's according to Abram, the Mayan shaman, who is, I don't know, the spirit, I'm not sure of the right way to describe him, but a spirit that Tom actually channels. And we're going to do an experiment today on the program. First time we've done it in 9 years of these programs. And Tom is going to try to get in touch with Abram, and we'll see what he has to say. Now, Tom and Sue are metaphysical teachers, as I said. Tom, I know it's not his favorite term, but he does channel, and Sue is a psychic medium. We're so glad to have them both with us today. Tom and Sue Massari, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. So let's start at the beginning. Has the, and you can take turns answering in whatever order you want, has the metaphysical both been something you've both been fascinated with all of your life?
For me, it didn't really start. Well, my grandfather had died when I was about 14 years old, and I mm-hmm. would see him in the house. I would hear him in the house because in Chicago, my family lived downstairs from my grandparents. It was like a two-story kind of small kind of house, and I would hear him walking through the house, going into the basement, moving things around. My father heard him a few times, but it really didn't start until the first time I channeled, which was in 1972 in Los Angeles. That was actually my first real introduction to all of this, because before that, if you would have said channeling or mediumship, I would have thought you were talking about a Bela Lugosi movie.
Sue?
Yes. My first experience that I can remember was around 9, and my abilities progressed throughout the years. Most of my psychic abilities happened in the dream state, where I would get prophetic dreams. I would dream of relatives that passed away that would come and visit. I would be able to leave my body and go into different dimensions. So for many, many years, my psychic activity would happen in the dream state with, things here and there. While I was awake and conscious, things that would happen. But it wasn't for the longest time, I thought I was just a psychic, because back in the 70s, in the early 70s, people that are now called channels were mediums. Mm-hmm. So I had that stuck in my head, and for many, many years, 20, 25 years, I always thought that I was a psychic. I didn't really understand what mediumship was, and I didn't know when I would get visions that I could talk back to people. So I was surprised when I started to really develop and focus in on my abilities that I could do this, and so it just kind of took off from there.
And I think it's an interesting story how you guys got together, because as I understand it, you had had an acquaintance years and years ago, had lost touch and got reacquainted, and have this common interest. It almost seems like the planets were aligning, so to speak.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It seems like this was very well planned out before any of us were born. Both of us were living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm a Floridian, raised in Florida, but I found myself in Milwaukee for about 5 years, and Tom was there from California. He's originally from Chicago. And I found out about the center that he and his sister were, an ESP center, and I went there for classes, and that's how I met Tom. And we were kind of set up with the secretary that was there. She kind of brought us together, and we dated for a couple of months, and it just kind of fizzled out, and he met someone else, and we all stayed friends, and then he moved to California, I moved to Seattle, Washington, and we lost touch for 35 years.
Wow.
So in the meantime, I had had a son, moved back to Florida, and I was working, I'm retired, and the job that I was working at, I was working front counter, greeting customers, and it was kind of slow, so I was on the computer, and his name just popped into my head. And so I Googled him, I found him out in Arizona, and contacted him, and called him, and he said, why don't you come out for a visit? So I had planned to come out for a long weekend, ended up staying 5 months, ended up saying, I need to go back to Florida because that's where my life is, and he followed. So here we are, and we're working together.
I love those kind of stories. That's great stuff. Now, channeling, something that I think is often misunderstood, not understood. I certainly couldn't say that I really understand it. Tom, you practice this. Can you give us a little peek behind the curtain? How does this work? When did you discover that you could do this? And take us kind of in a little bit into the life of a channeler.
Okay.
And I know you don't like that term, but it's hard not to use it.
Yeah, if I tell somebody I'm the voice for Abram, they always say, well, what do you mean? And I have to say I'm a channel. So let's go back to using the word channel. That'll be okay. When I started in 72, I was a drummer in a rock band in Los Angeles. And I was with a couple of friends one night. We were investigating some spirit phenomena in my friend's house. And after a while of doing that, I was walking from the kitchen to the front room in the house, and I was stopped in my tracks. I couldn't move. I felt this huge electric field around my body and started reciting Shakespeare as a different personality with an English accent and the whole shot. So he gave a name when he was alive, what he did, and I figured either I'm crazy after it was over, either I'm crazy or this is real. And if it's real, I should find this character in a library book, which I did. I went to a library, did some research, and found him. So that told me that it was real. It was never frightening, mm-hmm. So I figured if it happens again, we'll see where it goes. So that's how it started for me. Now, back then we were called mediums, and I wish we were still called mediums because we're all mediums. And I think anyone and everyone has the ability to do some form of channeling, a lot of different forms, automatic writing, what you do, hosting a radio show, you're actually channeling material when you do that. So it's not only the way I do it, which is I go into a sleep state. If you've heard of what's his name? Quick, help
Edgar
me.
Casey.
Edgar Casey. Yeah, if you've
that's
heard of
right, that's what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure that's who.
Yeah. It's pretty much the same kind of thing. I go into a sleep state. He went into a hypnotic state, and his guides or spirits or whatever came forth and brought through information. So what I do is I put my thoughts out to Abram, and I say, "I'm ready when you are." And all I do is close my eyes and relax, and within about a minute or so, he comes forth, different accent, my eyes are closed, my body is a different posture, and he starts speaking. So there are a lot of different forms of channeling, and I think the main issue with channeling, especially the way I do it, is learning how to get out of the way, get your ego out of the way, get your thoughts out of the way, get your attitudes out of the way, your emotions and all that, to allow an outside, non-physical entity to manifest through you. Now, back in the 70s, I thought I knew how it worked. And I used to lecture everybody before I channeled, well, it works this way, and this is what happens. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized I have no idea how it works. And today, in fact, marks 42 years of my channeling. Today is my 42nd anniversary. I still don't know how it works. So I can't tell you, well, this is the way it works. All I know is that, for me, I relax. I go into kind of a sleep state. If I'm thinking, this is really strange. If I'm thinking while I'm relaxing and getting ready, my thoughts slow down. I could be aware of my thoughts slowing down, and they all kind of turn into a bowl of pudding. So I can't think anymore. It's a strange... In order for somebody to know what this feels like, people will have to experience it. Because after 42 years, another thing is I can't say this is how it feels, because it's unique to everybody. So people would have to do it themselves to understand how it feels. It's a strange thing. I mean, not everybody does it, but it's a lot of fun, and it really helps a lot of people. So I really enjoy doing it.
Now, while this is taking place, are you conscious? In other words, are you cognizant? For example, let's take Abram, because as I understand, you've channeled multiple, I guess for lack of a better term, spirits. But do you kind of know what's going on as it's going on, or is it kind of almost being in a hypnotic trance where you don't know what's going on and you have to listen back to a recording, or does somebody have to tell you? Or are you cognizant of what's going on as it's happening?
Okay, first of all, I don't channel multiple personalities. I work with Abram strictly,
okay.
And that's all.
Okay.
I have channeled a couple other personalities way back, but I don't do that anymore. It's exactly the way you said it. It's like I'm in some kind of a state where I don't... Maybe I could remember maybe 2 minutes out of an hour's worth of material. So I have to hear it back, because I record everything. I have to hear it back, and that's how I know what he talked about. That's how I get the information.
What kind of information does Abram have for us? I know the name of this book is The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power. What I mean, do you think he comes through to help us, to help you? And what kind of wisdom does he impart?
Yeah, he comes through. He's told us way back when I first started working with him that his purpose was to, and this is like his job, so we have our jobs, this is like his job. He comes through and he comes to us to help us to understand how to create our reality in a better way, so we're not caught up with any emotional patterns or thinking that life is crazy and it's a curse and all that. He gets us thinking in a different way, thinking differently about ourselves, and gets us to figure out different ways to create what we want in our life, and how to make the best lifestyle we can for ourselves. So now I'm going to turn it over to Sue, and she can tell you stuff about the book.
Okay, Sue.
A lot of what he talks about in the book is very popular information right now, but what he does is he takes it a step further. He breaks things down for people to understand in a more complete way. He talks about thought, which is under the chapter 4, Principles of Manifesting, and exactly how our thoughts, he breaks down everything and how we create things. When we first think of something that we want, we think it, then we see it, then we form it, then we attract it, then we become it, then we allow it, and then we act it. And what he does when he goes through each of these steps is that he tells people when to just imagine it without any emotion and without any expectations. And then as he takes someone through the process, he tells you exactly when to put emotion into it and when to put intent into it. And so he goes beyond a lot of the popular teachings right now in the metaphysical world, and he teaches us and gives us many, many meditations, visualizations, and exercises on how to raise one's vibration. One of my favorite chapters is Channeling the Higher Self, where he explains the different levels of the self that are acting out their roles during our entire lifetime, and we're not even aware of it. We don't have really any conscious awareness of what those levels are doing or how they're doing what they're doing. And the higher self is always, always in touch with all aspects of oneself. and the consciousness, which is open-ended. So there's a constant communication that goes on that we're not even aware of between the starting with the ego and the conscious self all the way through to the higher self. So we are only really experiencing one portion of the pie of our complete selves. And he goes through all of this. We had a beautiful, we started a class last night, and the book is still really only just one piece of the pie and the information that he imparts to people. The class that we're now giving last night was the first one, and he talked about the beginning of the universe and how it was created, and the alternate universe when we go through different shifts, the one that we just ended, then there's a new one that has begun. So he explains what happens during the shifts. He talks about change and how subtle change is. It's not anything that's going to really slap you in the face. He gives information about the soul and how the souls began and past, present, and future lives, and how everything exists at the same time. He's not really big on talking about past lives because everything exists right now, and there's so many different aspects of the self that we're not aware of that are living out alternate realities. So he goes very, very in depth and gives people information that goes way, way beyond a lot of the information that's out there right now.
Tom, do you have any thoughts of why you were selected for this?
He has told us, and this goes for a lot of, this goes for all of the real channels out there. And I say it that way because I don't believe everyone who says they're a channel, because in my experience in 42 years, I've seen a lot going on. And I think real channels are actually, just like real psychic mediums, are born into it. But he's told us, and he's told these other channels as well, that he and I had gotten together at some point in time, whenever, wherever, maybe in a non-physical life together, I don't know. And he said we had agreed to both work together doing this in this life of mine at this time.
Now, one would say, you said that you don't necessarily believe everybody who feels that maybe they're a channel.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness, some people may say there may be skeptics out there listening now who may have that same skepticism guided towards our discussion here.
Good.
How do you address that? Or do you? Some people I talk to when we're talking about various subjects say, you know, I put out there what I do, and if somebody believes it, fine. If they don't believe it, fine. How do you approach those kind of questions?
Yeah, everybody should be very, very skeptical of most of the metaphysical stuff that's going on nowadays, because there is a lot of misinformation being given. I'm probably more skeptical than anyone listening to the show, or anyone that will hear the show in the future. So skeptics are good. You can believe what I do, you can believe what anybody does, you don't have to. That's your right, and, you know, I honor that. I used to think, oh, you know, I really hope all these people believe what I'm doing and how cool this is and this is real, and I got to a point where I was driving myself crazy, and I finally figured if they believe it, that's good. If they don't believe it, that's good too.
There you have it. There you have it.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I'm curious about, anytime you're dealing with, talking to, and what do you call Abram? Do you call him a spirit? Do you call him an entity? What's the right terminology?
Either spirit, entity, guide, non-physical being, whatever.
Energy, whatever. Personality.
Okay. Energy, personality. Okay. That's probably
a good
one.
I like energy, personality. Let's say energy, personality.
Okay.
How do you know that an energy personality is who it claims to be? Is there ever a concern about, again, we get back to that word channeling, something that is a spiritual imposter.
Yeah, I don't believe in negative energies. There can be imposters, but after doing it for 42 years, if he hasn't tripped up yet and given somebody some information that would hurt them, then you have to figure that this is a pretty good thing. There have been other channels that have gotten to a point where, with their channeling, where for some reason or another, the entity actually left, and the channel subconsciously assumed that identity and took over that identity. I'm not going to name any names. I'm thinking of somebody in particular, but that could happen. But I don't believe in negative energies. If Abram ever gave anybody information that would hurt them, that's it. I would go be a plumber. I would quit channeling.
Well, that's understandable. One more thing, and then I would like to get to the part where hopefully we can actually get in touch with Abram and let him come through and share some wisdom.
Okay.
Talk to us a little bit about how you both work together these days, how that relationship is. Tom, you're primarily, again, the channel for Abram. But how do you work together? How does that relationship flow?
Well, for one thing, we have the book out, The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power. We're starting to work on another book that will probably be called The Art of Human Sexuality. I've got, like, tons of information that we would like to put out as more and more books as we go along. Also, we have what's called a meetup group, if anybody knows what that is. We hold a discussion group every third Tuesday of the month, and we have a lot of mediums and a few channels in the group, because the group is called the Jacksonville Channeling and Mediumship Meetup Group. So what we're doing is giving our time and our knowledge for free, helping these people develop their abilities so they can go out in the world and, you know, find their own way doing what they're doing and do it to the best of their ability. So we are becoming, like I mentioned before, like you mentioned, we're becoming metaphysical spiritual teachers without really even trying to do that. It's just kind of falling into our lap. Psychic fairs, you know, we do those. Sometimes I'll do a channeling, and then when I'm done, Sue will do readings for the group. So we're trying out different ways to work together to see which works best. And we're still kind of like finding our way through the darkness to get to the light, figuring out what to do and how to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand. Sue, do you have anything that you'd like to add to that?
I think Tom pretty well put it. Sometimes when he does group channelings, or if he has a seminar that he does over the phone, because we have a lot of people in different states that call in, and so sometimes after he does a seminar, a teleseminar, I will do readings, short readings for people. And we work on the books together, and that's, you know, we're just here. We do a lot of things for free, like the meetup group, and we give out our knowledge. We don't charge. We want to see people grow and to be happy. And we are available for private sessions, which we both do over the phone. And that's basically it. We're just finding our way and how we can help people and get the word out and do what we can.
So now we come to the part of the program where we're going to try something that we've not done in the 9 years of programs that we've done. I think it will be very interesting. Tom, do you still feel comfortable with contacting Abram and see if we can have him come through?
Yeah, if you're good with that, I'm good with that.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. So what you'll do is you'll give me a minute. You and Sue can talk while I'm getting ready, and then she'll let you know when Abram is almost here, and then he'll say hello, and whatever happens will happen.
Sue, you know, I'm thinking while we're doing this, can you talk about the preparation and how Tom gets into this state? How does this work? What are the mechanics of it that, from the outside?
Well, what he does is he sits in his chair. He usually sits with his feet crossed at the ankle. His hands are together. And he leans forward, and he waits for Abram to come in. Usually, I can feel Abram's energy as it comes in. And sometimes it takes a few minutes. Sometimes it only takes a few seconds for Abram to come in, and it looks like we're ready.
Oh, very good. Well, Abram, welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, my friend, and it is my pleasure and my honor to be with you on this glorious, glorious day. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling well, and I'm excited about getting an opportunity to speak with you. As we don't have a great deal of time today, what is some of the wisdom and some of the thoughts that you want to impart to our audience today?
So to put everything in a nutshell and to be as simple as I can in talking about this, your times today are a bit tricky, my friend. The energies are such that most people are a bit confused, fearful, because they do not really know their place in their life and in their reality. Many things are going on that are taking people's focus of attention away from them. People are focused on many negative things taking place now. Things will get a bit more tricky before they get better, but they will change and they will get better. There is a new shift in consciousness that has just begun. And within the next couple of years' time, you people will find out that there is a new consciousness that is available to all people. So in other words, in the next couple to few years' time, you people will have the opportunity to tune in to an elevated consciousness and become a bit more of what you really are. So now take a look at what you really are. What really are you? Who are you and why are you? You are a creative individual here upon your own planet Earth to create joy, happiness, and love for yourself and all people around you. You also create all situations in your life within the framework of co-creation. So as you create people to be with you, other people create you to be with them. There is always an exchange of energy between all of you people. Now you all have, and you each have, your individualized reality. And it appears that all things are real in your reality, but they are not real at all. Everything is an illusion because everything is energy. When you break everything down to its most simple form, you will find that everything is nothing more than energy, which means you can change the structure of your daily life, lifestyle, and or reality when you change your emotions within you. And an important thing to remember is all emotions are equal. The emotions that you know, joy, love, sorrow, sadness, they are judgments, my friend. When you really look at what emotions are, they are extensions of energy, which allows them all to be equal. In that case, when you are feeling fear, fear really can be changed into strength if you can see it that way. You need to allow it to be that way. So my advice to all of you is simply focus within and upon your reality and have your emotions dictate exactly how you want your reality to be. Do not let any outside influence creep into your thinking, your emotionality, or your reality. Focus on how you want your reality to be and create it that way. And you might have to change a few things within you, all of you, to have your reality change also. So think of yourself in a new way. And that will allow you to create your reality in a new way. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, yes. Today, and I'm guessing that you're aware of kind of the state of our world today, as you said earlier, and we're so focused on materialism and gadgets, and I'm guilty of this as well. Where do we lose our track? I mean, are we just too focused on the latest gadget, the latest technology, the latest fad? What are your thoughts on this?
Technology is a very, 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 very good thing, my friend. However, being that many things are going on that are taking your focuses off of and away from you people personally, all of you are losing yourselves to one degree or another degree in the idea of technology, trying this out, trying that out, and technology is replacing your emotionality. So what you really need to do is, first of all, I suggest to all people, quit watching your news on television. This is not a good thing at this point in time. Again, it will change, but for right now, it is negative. Turn your thoughts into yourself, toward yourself, and within yourself. Realize and begin to realize who you really are, what you really are all about, and begin being that way. If you can do that, you will not have a need for all of the gadgets here and there, to and fro. You have many things lying around your home that you really do not need. So I would suggest, put them away. You do not have to get rid of them. Put them away for a time. And be with yourself and within yourself, and simply be yourself. Do not be all of your gadgets, all of your technology. Just be yourself. Be who you are and why you are and what you really are.
Abram, why have you chosen to come through, Tom, and why at this particular time in history do you have these messages for folks?
First of all, you have your jobs, you have your employment. I consider this my job, my friend. Now, I come to and with all of you people simply to remind you of everything you already know, but many things you have forgotten. And one thing is how to really cherish your life, how to bathe yourselves in love and compassion for yourself and for all people. And I am very big at this point in time on reminding you people that people, all people, are just people. There are not different people. It does not matter if you are white, black, brown, blue, pink, or from Pluto. You are all the same. You are all people. You are all of and from the same energetic source or force. So my advice is really begin working together. Quit separating yourselves because you are all the same. Work together, my friends. This is what you need to do to set things right on your planet Earth at this point in time. So I am nothing more than a reminder. This is what I have chosen to be. This is my job.
Abram, do you have any final thoughts for our audience today? And thank you for coming through and speaking with us.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you, my friend. I've enjoyed myself being with you. My final thought, as you say, is when you walk around your home, choose one mirror. Every day, pass by the mirror, look at yourself in the mirror, and say, man, are you good. Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Abram. Well, Sue, that was a fascinating discussion. Is that kind of typical of the interaction that Abram would have?
Yes, very much. Very much. And it even if someone is very skeptical, and it's good to be skeptical, but when you reach the point of being cynical, you know, there needs to be a balance there. We are huge skeptics in the metaphysical field, and what we people that we come across, and things that we read and hear and things like that. But his information, even if you don't believe in this, his information is very practical and very, how would you say, Tom?
Very down to earth.
Remindful.
Remindful, practical information. It's common sense. It's mostly common sense.
Well, it's interesting because it reminds me, you know, if you go to a professional seminar, a lot of times, whatever your specialty, I always found this, is that people will say things that you already know, but you forget.
You forget it.
And to me, it's kind of like the idea of a baseball player taking grounders. They've taken a million grounders. They know how to take a grounder, but if you don't do it for a while, you forget.
Exactly. Same thing.
Well, thank you both for your time today and for something unique that we've never done before. If people want to find the book or find more information about everything that it is that you all do, where can they go on the net?
Sue's website is mediumshipunplugged.com, and Abrams' website is Abrams, spelled A-B-R-A-M, abramchanneling.com. Either website, you can find the book, you can find out more about us, what we do, how to get a hold of us, and we'd love to hear from you.
Well, thank you both for your time today. The book is The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power, according to Abram. Our guests today have been Tom and Sue Massari. Thank you both, and continued success in your endeavors.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us today on The Other Side. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next time. Have a great week, everyone.